Hello, and welcome to Physics Unlocked, the revision podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental concepts in GCSE physics, density. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier, this topic will come up, and the good news is, once you really understand it, it's one of the most rewarding topics to answer in the exam. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what density is, how to calculate it, how to measure it in a practical setting, and, crucially, how to avoid the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. We'll also finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Ready? Let's go. Section 1, what is density? Let's start with the big question. What actually is density? The official definition, and you should be able to state this in an exam, is density is the mass per unit volume of a substance. In other words, it tells you how much mass is packed into a given space. Think of it this way. Imagine you have two boxes, both exactly the same size, the same volume. One box is filled with feathers, and the other is filled with lead weights. The lead box is much, much heavier, right? That's because lead is denser than feathers. More mass is crammed into the same volume. The formula you need to know, and this one is not given on the formula sheet, so you must memorize it, is rho equals m divided by v. Where rho, that's the Greek letter that looks like AP, is density, m is mass, and v is volume. The standard units for density are kilograms per meter cubed, written as kg per m cubed. But in practicals, you'll often work in grams per centimeter cubed or g per centimeter cubed. Both are acceptable, but always check what units the exam question is asking for. More on unit conversions in a moment. Now, why does density vary between materials? This is where the particle model comes in, and it's absolutely key for the 6-mark explanation questions. Solids have particles packed tightly together in a regular arrangement. There's very little space between them. Liquids have particles close together but randomly arranged with slightly more space. Gases have particles very far apart. There's a huge amount of empty space between them. This is why gases have very low density compared to solids and liquids. Here's the key phrase examiners want to see. The number of particles per unit volume. When you explain why a solid is denser than a gas, don't just say the particles are closer together. Say, there are more particles per unit volume in a solid than in a gas, so more mass is contained in the same volume, giving a higher density. That's the kind of answer that earns full marks. Section 2, the density equation, calculations. Let's talk about the maths. The density equation is density equals mass divided by volume, or rho equals m over v. You can rearrange this to find mass, m equals rho times v, or to find volume, v equals m divided by rho. A really useful memory trick is the density triangle. Draw a triangle, put m at the top, put rho on the bottom left, and v on the bottom right. Cover the quantity you want to find, and the triangle shows you the calculation. Cover m, you get rho times v. Cover rho, you get m over v. Cover v, you get m over rho. Now, the most common calculation mistake is unit errors. Let's be very clear about this. If mass is in grams and volume is in centimeters cubed, your answer will be in grams per centimeter cubed. If mass is in kilograms and volume is in meters cubed, your answer will be in kilograms per meter cubed. The conversion between them is 1 gram per centimeter cubed equals 1,000 kilograms per meter cubed. So if you calculate a density of 2.7 grams per centimeter cubed and the question asks for kilograms per meter cubed, you multiply by 1,000 to get 2,700 kilograms per meter cubed. That's the density of aluminum, by the way, a nice real-world anchor. Another conversion to know. 1 centimeter cubed equals 1 times 10 to the power of negative 6 meters cubed. So if a volume is given in centimeters cubed and you need it in meters cubed, multiply by 10 to the minus 6. This trips up so many candidates, don't let it trip you up. Let's do a worked example. A metal block has a mass of 540 grams and a volume of 200 centimeters cubed. Calculate its density in grams per centimeter cubed. Step 1. Write the formula. Density equals mass divided by volume. Step 2, substitute. Density equals 540 divided by 200. Step 3, calculate. Density equals 2.7 grams per centimeter cubed. That's it. 3 steps, clearly shown with units, that's full marks. Now, what if the question asked for the answer in kilograms per meter cubed? You'd multiply 2.7 by 1,000 to get 2,700 kilograms per meter cubed. Always check the units on the answer line before you start. Section 3, Required Practical 5, Measuring Density. This is the big one. Required Practical 5 is tested heavily in the exam, often as a 6-mark question. You need to know the method for 3 different types of sample: a regular solid, an irregular solid, and a liquid. Let's go through each one. Regular solid, like a rectangular block or a cylinder. Step 1, measure the mass. Use a top pan balance or a digital balance. Do not say scales or weigh it. The exam specifically rejects these terms. You measure the mass. Step 2, measure the dimensions. Use a ruler for larger objects, but for higher accuracy, especially for small objects, use vernier calipers or a micrometer. This is an AO1 mark, naming the specific instrument. Step 3, calculate the volume using the appropriate formula. For a rectangular block, V equals length times width times height. For a cylinder, V equals pi times radius squared times height. Step 4, calculate density using rho equals m over V. Irregular solid, like a rock or a pebble. You can't use a ruler here because the shape is too complex. Instead, you use a displacement method. Step 1, measure the mass of the solid using a top pan balance. Step 2, fill a displacement can, also called a Eureka can, with water up to the spout. Place a measuring cylinder under the spout. Step 3, carefully lower the solid into the water. The water displaced overflows into the measuring cylinder. The volume of water collected equals the volume of the solid. Step 4, calculate density using rho equals m over V. Examiners specifically credit the term displacement can or Eureka can. Just saying a container of water won't get the mark. Liquid. Step 1. Place an empty measuring cylinder on the top pan balance. Zero the balance or record the mass of the empty cylinder. Step 2. Pour a known volume of liquid into the measuring cylinder. Read the volume from the bottom of the meniscus. That's the curved surface of the liquid. Reading from the top is a very common mistake. Step 3. Record the new mass. Subtract the mass of the empty cylinder to find the mass of the liquid alone. This subtraction step is crucial. Forgetting it is one of the most common errors in this practical. Step 4. Calculate density using rho equals m over V. A quick summary of the key instrument names to drop into your answers: top pan balance for mass, vernier calipers, or micrometer for small dimensions, displacement can or Eureka can for irregular solids, and measuring cylinder for volume of liquids. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1, structure your 6-mark practical answers in 3 clear steps. Step 1, measure the mass. Step 2, measure the volume. Step 3, calculate the density. Examiners mark against a checklist. If you cover all 3 stages clearly, you'll pick up the marks. Tip 2, always name the specific instrument. I measured the length using vernier calipers earns a mark. I measured the length does not. Tip 3, never say weigh the object. Always say measure the mass. Weight is a force measured in newtons. Mass is measured in kilograms or grams using a balance. This is a classic AO1 error. Tip 4, check your units before and after calculating. If the question asks for kilograms per meter cubed and you've worked in grams and centimeters cubed, convert your final answer by multiplying by 1,000. Tip 5. When explaining density in terms of particles, always reference the number of particles per unit volume rather than just saying particles are closer together. The second phrase is vague. The first is precise and earns the mark. Common mistake 1. Reading the meniscus from the top. Always read from the bottom of the curved surface. Common mistake 2. Forgetting to subtract the mass of the empty measuring cylinder when finding the mass of a liquid. Always record the empty cylinder mass first and subtract it. Common mistake 3. Confusing density with mass. A large object is not necessarily denser than a small one. A balloon is larger than a golf ball, but the golf ball is far denser. Common mistake 4. Unit conversion errors. Practice converting between grams per centimeter cubed and kilograms per meter cubed until it's automatic. Section 5, Quick fire recall quiz. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the formula for density? The answer is density equals mass divided by volume. Question two, what instrument do you use to measure the mass of an object? A top pan balance or digital balance, not scales? Question three, how do you find the volume of an irregular solid? Use a displacement can or Eureka can. Submerge the object and collect the displaced water in a measuring cylinder. Question four, where do you read the volume of a liquid in a measuring cylinder? From the bottom of the meniscus. Question five, convert 3.5 grams per centimeter cubed into kilograms per meter cubed. Multiply by 1,000. The answer is 3,500 kilograms per meter cubed. Question six, why do gases have lower density than solids? Because there are fewer particles per unit volume in a gas, the particles are much more spread out, so less mass is contained in the same volume. How did you do? If you got all six, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Section six, summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together with the key points to take away from today. One, density equals mass divided by volume. Memorize this. It's not on the formula sheet. Two, units matter enormously. Know your conversions. 1 gram per centimeter cubed equals 1,000 kilograms per meter cubed. Three, for the required practical, always structure your answer as measure mass, measure volume, calculate density. Four, name your instruments specifically. Top pan balance, vernier calipers, displacement can, measuring cylinder. Five, read the meniscus from the bottom and always subtract the mass of the empty container when finding the mass of a liquid. Six, when explaining density using the particle model, say number of particles per unit volume, not just particles are closer together. And remember, density is one of those topics where careful, methodical working earns every mark. Show your formula, show your substitution, show your calculation, and always include units. Do that, and you're picking up every mark on offer. That's it for today's episode of Physics Unlocked. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.